Blog Talk Radio.
Bye.
Alrighty, welcome back everybody to Journey into the Light. We are glad you are here, and we are live here on the show on Sunday here, and we're going to be taking your phone calls a little bit later for Sandra Coots, who is my guest right now. So dial on into the phone number, 347-884-8245. And call on into the show. We'll be glad to have you here, and it's really going to be great. And I hope everybody's having a great weekend. You're on Sunday, and there you go. So all the links to reach Sandra is right here on the show page, and so you can click on that, and automatically take you over to Sandra's website there. So there you go. So I'm going to go right now to our switchboard and let's bring Sandra on into the show. Sandra, welcome back.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Yeah, glad you are here. We enjoyed last week's show a lot. So, Sandra, kind of, if you would, let the folks know, I didn't hear you last time, of kind of about yourself, what you do, and, as far as how you got started doing what you're doing now.
Okay. Well, my name is Sandra Coos. I'm a spiritual intuitive healer, Reiki master, and jewelry designer. I started getting into Reiki about 7 years ago when I became attuned to two different Reiki master degrees. And from there, I started getting interested into the chakras and the crystals, and I started creating healing jewelry with crystals. And then I started to work with spirit guides. And I started a great custom jewelry where I connect with your spirit guides and they tell me exactly which crystals you need right now in your life. And I create a bracelet for you with that.
Okay, great. And I know, you know, today you're going to be speaking about spirit guides. A lot of people wonder about spirit guides. So, yeah, so if you want to go into your topic, that'd be great.
Sure. I mean, I talked a lot about spirit guides last time, but I get a lot of questions from people about how can I connect with them? How can they help me? So what I would like to do today is to share with you a little ritual I do every night when I go to bed. And I hope you'll try it too, and I hope it helps you. So what I do is when I go to bed, I lie in bed and I call my spirit guides. Basically, I either say my mind or I say it aloud. I'm calling my guides and I'm calling my angels. And then I ask them for being there. And then I ask them to please give me what I need right now without restriction. And please take away what I don't need anymore without restriction. Now, the without restriction is very important, because that eliminates a little but at the end. Because sometimes the things that we try to hold on the most are the ones that have to go first. And so if we say without restriction, we give our guides and angels free rein to work for our highest good, for our well-being, and to give us what we need and to take away what no longer serves us, what is in our way from moving forward. And, well, I hope you find that interesting.
Okay. So, I know we talked a lot about last week spirit guides and, do we all have a certain number of them? And you talked about that last week, and I know a lot of people weren't here last week. I thought what you said last week was really fascinating about how we get our spirit guides. Like when we're born, we get one, and as we get older, we get
right.
more. How does it work again? Kind of let the listeners, maybe we weren't here last week.
Okay, well, when we're born with one spirit guide. Our spirit guide comes in with our soul. It is not attached to our body, to our soul. So everybody has spirit guides, no matter what religion they have, what beliefs they have, whether they're an atheist or not, we all have them because they're basically above religion. They're coming with our soul. And when we're born, we have one, because as a baby, you really don't have that many experiences to make where spirit guides need to help you with. But as you get older, you get more until you're about 20 to 23 years old. And then you have a spirit guide team of 6 spirit guides there with you all the time. But then there are also temporary guides, which will come in when you have a specific lesson to learn or you go through a hard time in your life. And those additional spirit guides, they come in to help you with that specific time. And when you're done with your experience, they will leave and help the next person who's going through the same thing. And, so spirit guides could either be souls that are attracted to your energy, attracted to the experiences you're going to make in your life, or they can also be past loved ones, which is different than angels, because angels are angels. But spirit guides are basically souls who want to experience one lifetime as a spirit guide, helping another soul who's making their human experience. Which means in your next life, for example, you could choose to become a spirit guide for someone else for a lifetime. And then after that, reincarnate into a life again, which I find very fascinating. Because the spirit guides, they learn with you, they evolve together with you, but they also help you learn what they have already learned on their path.
Yeah, that's. I wonder if a person, like a soul, can be a spirit guide of several different people. What do you think on that?
Well, these will be the temporary guides. The temporary guides, which are not assigned to anyone, but they help with just certain issues. Because normally your spirit guide team is just there for you. They grow with you, they evolve with you, but they're just there for you. They don't go anywhere else.
Mm,
but they're the temporary ones that just help where it's needed.
Okay. So they just stay with you for your lifetime, however long it is. So that's rather fascinating.
And they never need upgrading. Yeah. They never need upgrading. They never need replacement. They evolve with you. And even if you have not started communicating with them, behind the scenes, they always work with you. And when you're ready, they will start to pick up the pace.
Okay. Very cool. So when people come to you, as far as like call you privately, what kind of services do you offer folks?
Well, I do offer readings in the Akashic Records, which means I read on soul level. Basically, I can tell you a lot of information about your soul, where you first incarnated into, what divine gifts your soul has, what that means about you, your life lessons, and also past life healing is a part of it, where I basically go into your Akashic Records and find out which past lives were so traumatic that something very terrible happened that is still attached to you and still affects you in this lifetime. And then we clear that so that it doesn't affect you anymore. It's called a soul realignment. And if you go to my website, you look under Akashic Records, and you can find all the details about it on the reading, and you can always message me and ask me questions about it. And what I also do, I do jewelry, custom jewelry, or I have bracelets, for example, for fibromyalgia, depression, anxiety, arthritis, but also empath protection, which is one of my favorites, and spirit guide communication, and insomnia, really a lot range of jewelry that I offer from a spiritual perspective. And I offer Reiki treatments and classes, workshops, and also the occasional tarot reading.
Okay, so you do tarot cards as well? Do you?
Yes. It's not my main focus, but yes, I do that.
Uh-huh. Okay, great. Well, maybe, before I was going to get ahead of myself here, I was thinking since we last talked about, you know, the Akashic records and get rid of the things that are bothering you from a past life, which is so important. You know, and people, I've heard people, including myself, from time to time, we think about, gosh, I wish I could remember my past lives. But then I got to thinking this week that we really don't really want that fully, because can you think of some of the, you know, the horrid lives that we've heard of people in the past, and if we could vision that fully of our, like, previous death, maybe horrific death, I mean, we would just, I think, and then that's just one life. Think about the others. If we could remember all those, we couldn't even carry on with our life right here that we're supposed to. So I think, you know, it's for our protection, so we can journey through this life to achieve what we're supposed to. It's kind of all in divine order, I think.
Yes. And just think about, I mean, every lifetime you make different experiences. So one lifetime you could have been a murderer, for example, you know, because your soul wanted to experience what that feels like. It's not a very positive thought, but it could be. Or you witnessed or murder, and this just traumatized you. If you could remember all that, all the emotions and everything, I really wouldn't want that, to be honest.
No. No, if a person really thinks about that, that would just drive anybody insane. I mean, you just couldn't. I mean, I was hearing a story about, a true story about back in the 1800s, how a slave ship was coming, and it hit the barriers or whatever, and was sinking, and they had over 200 slaves in the bottom of the ship, and the captain, so they wouldn't be found out with these slaves, he boarded shut the door, and these poor souls died this way. And I thought, geez, you know, if we were one of those, or something else horrific, and we could remember that fully, you know, that's not, we just couldn't handle that. We just couldn't. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
No,
agree.
That's not something I would like to know.
Yeah.
But sometimes
not.
You get glimpses from past lives through dreams or just thoughts or deja vus. I mean, I know of people who went to a certain city, and they went to a part of a city, and they knew exactly where they were, even though they've never been there in their life. So sometimes you get glimpses from past lives.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, exactly. Before we take a call maybe or two, Sandra, how do folks reach you? What's the best ways?
You can either reach me by email, serafinafay@gmail.com, or you could reach me by my website, which is serafinafay.com, or look me up on Facebook.
Okay, very good. And we have the link here on the show page, folks. So there you go. And let's just take a call and see what the question is, and maybe we'll be able to help here. Let's go here. We're going to go to Virginia and bring in Bonnie to the show. Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate it.
Hello, Bonnie. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and I appreciate the work that you're doing here. And I'm glad that you addressed the issues of both guides and past lives. I guess my question for you is, one, can you see my guides? And part two of that would be, do you think the same guides go with you through the next lifetime? Or previous either way.
Well, some guides like to stick around. Usually it's not all of them. Sometimes it happens that two or maybe three stay with you, but usually it depends on what experience you're going to have in your life. That's how the guides choose you, or you choose your guides. You know, because your soul already gets an idea of what your life is going to be, the experiences you're going to make. And with that, they choose their spirit guide team.
The ones that are most appropriate for that lifetime.
Exactly.
That's very sensible. Can you sense guides around me? Can you figure out anything about them, or angels, whichever?
Well, I do see one angel. He's very dominant, like very in the foreground, I would say. So that angel is very protective of you. But that's all
that's
I see right now.
Well, that's
but
very
one angel is
know.
There. Yes, very protective. Like he's like
thanks.
Hovering over you, behind you, you know, like standing right behind you. You know, like a wall, kind of like really tall angel.
Wow, I appreciate that. That's such a good answer to that question.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call there, Bonnie. We appreciate you. And let's see here. Probably have time for one more call. Let's go to Texas. And can we get your first name, please?
There was more than
Noreen.
Noreen?
Yes, yes, sir.
Hi, Noreen.
Okay.
Nice to meet you.
Hi, Sandra. I was wondering, I haven't been able to, I have very vivid dreams, and I've been trying to find out who, like, my spirit guides are in my dreams, but I haven't quite mastered that yet.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you see any angels or spirit guides around me, and could you tell me how many I have, or who they are?
Well, I usually don't get names. I usually only get, like, pictures of how many I see. So, one second. Well, what I definitely see is two. Two spirit guides I definitely see, yes, that are right there next to you. And, sorry, I'm just trying to focus a little. And they're saying you're doing great. They're saying that yes, you get dreams from them, but don't worry with not being able to decipher them yet. They're saying look for other things, not just your dreams, but they're trying to send you other messages.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, during your daytime, so look for signs there. For example, my guides love to talk to me in repetitive numbers.
Yeah.
You know, like if a number sparks out on you several times a day or...
Yeah.
Look for that, too. Don't focus too much on your dreams, because every dream means something. You know, sometimes a dream is just vivid, and it doesn't mean anything. So it can be confusing sometimes, but don't focus too much on your dreams, but also on the outside, because they're trying to communicate with you, and they're saying you do great. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
They're saying you'll figure it out.
I have one more question.
Sure.
Today would have been... birthday, and he died about a year and 4 months ago. He committed suicide. Can you tell me if
you
see him?
Well, I have to say, with spirit communication, I don't have a lot of practice.
Mm-hmm.
So if I see something, I can't be 100% sure, you know, because I haven't practiced that.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Sandra.
Yeah. You're very welcome. I'm sorry I couldn't help you with the last question.
That's okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it very much. So that's going to wrap it up for today's show. Sandra, I want to thank you. Very informative. Really learned a lot today. So thank you for that.
You're very welcome. I had a good time.
Okay, well, great. I did too. So we'll see you back here next week. Have a great week.
Okay, you too.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, that's Sandra Coots to the show. And again, her website is listed right there on the show page. Coming up, a brand new guest will be joining us. Julia will be joining us. So click on to the next show, call back in, and we'll see you in just a couple of minutes. Thanks for listening.